And then the other huge surprise was the Song of Inspiration.
No, let's make it clear, okay? It's not the song.
It's called, I thought it was sound.
Something for inspiration.
Something for
sounds.
Inspiration.
That was
couple, I started.
That was a couple
somebody
of verses, and I wasn't really serious on top of it. Something
for inspiration. Oh, that's wonderful.
Makes sense.
Because that way everybody
makes
can
a
take...
a little bit more stuff.
Yeah, because everybody can take from it what they can
want.
Take.
Yes. What they need.
So, and
the idea, just a general idea of that was, could I create something for myself to inspire?
You know? To inspire you,
yes.
That hopefully would
because
inspire
usually, you. Because usually we look somewhere else for inspiration, we look for the music, we look for this. And the question was, can I just sit down and inspire myself to do something with my own music and with my own song?
So that was, because I was going to ask you to go back and sort of trace for us how you got from the beginning to the realization
yes,
of that.
Yes, yes.
So you were challenging yourself
yes,
to do
yes,
something.
Yes.
Very specific.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the question is, can I excite myself with some sort of a music and with some sort of idea? Can I just by myself get myself going and get myself motivated and get myself moving rather than, you know, you see something there, you get excited, you do a thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
or you just sit down and try to look inside yourself, which you have some voiceover in the beginning of the program.
Which is really my, not that the other isn't a total creative process, it is, but this is pure creative process,
yes,
it all
yes. I was trying to get maybe even to look a little bit from the, taking it from the skating, from the movement into the music,
mm.
rather than from music into the movement.
Okay.
So it was kind of playing with that, I don't know.
Right.
And you had not played piano at all before this, is that right, or am I wrong?
No.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so when you started this, I started this
a while ago, it was a couple of years ago,
right.
maybe 3 years ago, but I enjoyed to sit down.
And, noodle on the keyboard.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. I had a piano, and we still have a piano, and I like to just, you know, do things. I never study or anything, so I cannot really play some well-known
So you can't take a piece of music, put
no,
it out there
no,
and play
no,
it?
No,
play
but
by,
I enjoy how it sounds,
ear.
It kind of relaxes
mm-hmm.
me, you know, I just play a little
So you play by ear?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just from that I was thinking maybe to do something.
Okay, so it started sort of just by playing the piano for yourself, just
yes,
pooping
yeah,
around.
Just relax, just, yeah,
relax.
For the sound of it, I like the sound of it, and it's also challenging, you know, enough.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. that's how it started. Yeah.
Do you have an aspiration to do any more composing? Did it work for you as a way to
I enjoyed it very much, yeah. Again, just for me, of course, it does not feel too natural because I cannot write it down or anything, because I really feel like if you want to do something like that, you really need to study and, you know, show up how it works, and because it's the whole big, you know, thing. But
the Beatles wrote by ear.
Yeah, I am enjoying it.
A lot of people
write
by ear.
You know, for myself, just sit down and, you know, really sometimes creates a nice mood for me. You know, if I'm tired or if I'm not in a good mood, I just sit down, do something. Maybe some little melody come out and you're happy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of meditation mm-hmm. process.
That's a meditation
yeah.
process.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. That's tremendous.
Yeah.
And you don't have to, I mean, yeah, people are used to studying, but still, there are an amazing number of people when studied musicians
yeah.
don't know how to read music,
mm-hmm.
who don't know how to do musical notation. No, they just do it by ear.
Right.
Yeah.
From their own inspiration.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, do you have programs like, well, the Mac has, you can only get those programs for the Mac, but programs for Mac where if you play something, it will give you the musical notation.
Yes, yes, there's programs like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to learn to do that. Your computer can do that.
Yeah.
That's
and
nice.
Again, this piece, you know, don't take it like I just sit down and did the whole
yeah,
thing right away. I work with little pieces and, you know, it's like a practice process. You know, it's like you do the job and it doesn't go well and the 10th time you do it. So it was, for me, it was the same because I'm not really too good of a player, you know, but there was sometimes when it felt great and it was like feeling like my arms are doing it by itself and it was kind of coming together and
mm-hmm.
got this little piece to put them together, arrange them. So
and you love arranging them, you've done that for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely more computer work,
mm-hmm.
even more with the computer, picking the software, you know, playing around with sounds and tweaking here and there and
mm-hmm.
putting it together. So it was really big work from that perspective. You know? Mm-hmm.
So are we talking about a couple of months, or what time period did it take to put the whole thing together?
Well, first, you know, a couple of years ago I kind of started it, and I had almost the whole framework done. Mm-hmm. Maybe it took 1 month or so. Mm-hmm. And then kind of I wasn't sure if it was going to be good enough. I didn't have confidence for that, and there was no kind of specific place for the program to really make some impact, you know, because it really worked out with the screens, you know. I really enjoyed having with the screens and separating the skating part and playing part, but having it at the same moment, you know, which was the idea.
I really like that.
Yeah, which was the original idea, basically.
Right.
But there was no screens in the group. And this year, when I mentioned it to Jeff Billings, with the screen especially, plus being the show, being the theme of the show in life. And he said, well, it could be a good idea, we want to finish it. And my first version, which I presented to him, wasn't nearly as close and worried, but it was a work in progress. But, you know, he gave me okay, and I really, after that, like the whole month was concentrating, putting it together, cleaning it up a little bit, making those piano pieces a little better, you know, just playing it over and over.
But working as much as you have all your life with music, because you need to work with music, you've probably internalized an enormous amount about musical structure. I mean, you know it when you hear it. You know it when it's good when you hear it. If somebody hasn't taught it to you in the classroom, it sort of doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was editing. I was editing all the programs from 15 years old. You know, actually, the Aladdin was the first I edited by myself on a mini disc. That was not even a computer.
Can you imagine going back to that?
It was hard work. Yeah, I worked on that for 2 months, and it was really tough because there was just no crawl space, nothing. It was just pretty difficult to get it going.
Right. Should we remind him what he said? We were talking about that. We didn't know. Do you remember?
Oh, the 10-year thing?
The 10-year thing.
I may be wrong, but I seem to remember that shortly after you won the Olympics, you said you expected to have about a 10-year pro career. And, of course, 10 years on, you're still...
Say what again?
You said...
This is why we didn't want to remind
you. He's not retiring because we asked him.
You said... 10-year old.
You thought you would skate for about 10 years professionally.
And you're... Granted, you say you had some issues last year, you know, sort of working on technique that needed to be worked on and stuff like that. But in terms of just the overall expression, the elements, everything.
The quality of the programs, everything.
I mean, your skating looks better. It really does.
Yeah, it feels good. I mean, it's definitely, of course, difficulty-wise. Maybe not on that level. I got the triple axel back. It was like out of the first 100 shows. I think I did 3 very nice ones.
That's what I hear.
I was very happy about it.
Yeah, people are saying you could still win amateur competitions. But I mean,
it's just not something I would consider. It's a different schedule, different. You never know how my body would react to that training. So yeah, that's why I don't want to kind of talk about it.
I understand.
People saying it was, but
we're not suggesting that. We're just saying the quality.
Was that 30? Wow, that was really cool. Which is what we are thinking toward. Now we get to 30 and we realize we don't feel it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. When you get to 50, you go, gee,
and the quality,
a lot different.
And the quality is still going up. The overall experience, at least from us, of seeing you skate.
Now you may say there are individual little things that are, but the overall experience of watching you skate, the expressiveness, the connectedness of all different elements,
the range,
is only for the viewer getting better.
Yeah. I think it should be, because when you skate for that long,
you know stuff.
You should be knowing what you're doing. It's 26 now, 26 years on skates. Yeah. Should feel pretty natural.
You gave an interview. Moscow, a couple of interviews, most of which we met. But it was very sweet. I think it was just after you got there, you got over the Red Square site to see what the ice was about. And one summer with some interview, he was talking about it. And he said you kept looking out the window, looking at Red Square, looking at the site going, that's fantastic.
It's really a place to do the show.
Right.
That was amazing. It was
just, and we just sort of wanted you to talk about that because just from a point of view of looking back, I mean, when you were a little girl,
Red Square had to be
the center of the world when you were taking, I mean, it's an overwhelming place anyhow, but when you're little,
it's just, it was a really incredible feeling, you know, there was not much to talk about, it was just overwhelming, and I was a little bit concerned about the weather, and how if I could skate and really enjoy the moment, or I would be really stuck with some wind, or with some snow, or with some rain, but it was a perfect night, it was like more around 0 degrees Celsius, and it's a little bit of wind, but we had some practice done, so we kind of could adjust the programs, so we could jump down the wind. And it all felt...
So you had the chance to sort of take
it in. Yeah, it was fantastic. It was just exactly how I wanted to be in the best, like, from the best way.
Mm-hmm.
And I took the Russian song, Nikolai Basko. Fantastic song, so I love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great, it felt together.
It was meaningful.
Yeah.
Ever sort of a new
Yeah, because in a couple of weeks after that, in Moscow it had some, it freezes so bad, it was like minus 20.
Mm. You couldn't have, so you lucked out.
Possibly the weather.
That would be suicide, I was just lucky.
Mm-hmm. The skating gods were up and down.
Right.
And we all saw it on tape, which was great.
It's really special atmosphere and everything. Some other good skaters.
It's great to see Grisha from the project.
That was a big surprise. That was a big surprise.
Boy, was that exciting. Every time I get very, if I get down about skating, aside from watching you, I will go back and watch the video.
Oh, that was tremendous.
It's just a bit of perfection. It just doesn't happen in the world.
Yeah, it's really enjoyable to see something like that.